From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with the sounds of the Flaming Lips. Since the early 1980s, the Flaming Lips have made music that's fun, often intriguing, though at times a bit annoying. And their latest, At War with the Mystics, is all those things. The CD's thick with layers of instrumentation and electronic sounds. It comes out at the top of April, and I think it'll take many listens to see how it stands up as a follow-up to their 2002 gem, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. But it seems like a winner. Let's give a listen to the opening cut called Yeah 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 Song.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do, do, do. way through that.
Music from the Flaming Lips, their new CD At War with the Mystics, comes out on the 4th of April. Ambulance LTD is a band based in New York. They had a nice record out a couple of years ago. Now comes the release of a new EP, a few new songs, some demos, and I probably wouldn't be playing a cut from this EP, except that they do an astonishing version of Pink Floyd's Fearless. Fans of Pink Floyd will recognize the song from their 1971 LP Metal. Here's Ambulance LTD and the song Fearless.
Thank you.
The band is Ambulance LTD. Their EP is called New English. And the song was a Roger Waters, David Gilmour tune called Fearless. They play ancient three-stringed instruments, wear traditional Japanese clothing, and their hair is spiked and dyed. They're the Yoshida Brothers, and at times they sound like 1950s guitarist Duane Eddy, at times like film music by Ennio Morricone, you know, the spaghetti western sound. They also cover music by John Lennon and Brian Eno, and they are an island of fun. From the Yoshida Brothers, this is the Overland Blues. Thank you. The Yoshida Brothers, they're from Japan. That was from their new and third CD. The song is called Overland Blues. From Memphis comes the music of Walter Furry Lewis. Furry Lewis was born in 1893. He worked the railroads till he lost a leg in a railroad accident. He was 24 years old then, and he picked up a guitar and started playing the blues. His bottleneck style became famous well into the 1970s. He was on tour with rock musicians like Leon Russell. He later met Joni Mitchell, and she would write a song called Furry Sings the Blues. There's a new collection called Classic Railroad Songs, and on it, Furry Lewis sings The Tale of Casey Jones.
Casey says she dreamt a dream. The night she bought a sewing machine. Her needle got broke, she could not sew. She loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so, told me so. She loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. When Mr. Casey walked out to Nelson Lane, there were two police that wanted to learn his name. They take Mr. Casey to the station house. He's a natural bone round and they turn him out, turn him out. He's a natural bone round and they... I sold my gin, I sold it straight. The police run into my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nod her head. She said, Furry, you're welcome to my folding bed. My folding bed. Furry, you're welcome to my folding bed. Lord, people say, Casey, you're running over time. You're gonna have enough on losing with that 109. A Casey said, this engine is mine. I will run it in glory lest I make mine time. Told all the patent, you better keep yourself hid, cause we gon' shake it like Cheney did, like Cheney did. Lord, we gon' shake it like Cheney did. When the conductor, he holler, hello. The fireman, he holler, all aboard. The people tell by the thought of moan. The man at the thought of Mr. Casey Jones, Lord Casey Jones. Casey come one morning round the rail. He tell people I never see it fail. I'm going down on hit this trail. Cause I'm 8 hours late with this big black trail. I'm on the road again. Lord, 8 hours late with this big black trail. On the road again.
Furry Lewis singing one of the many songs about the legendary railroad man Casey Jones and the famous train wreck of Engine 382 back in April of 1900. One of 43 great train songs on a CD called Classic Railroad Songs, released on the Smithsonian Folkways label. Bertie Bush is an unpretentious singer and songwriter from Philadelphia. Her first CD is called The Ways We Try, and I was taken by this track called The Cup.
Tears today are joys tomorrow.
Bertie Bush, a CD recorded in a converted garage in the marshlands of South Jersey. The song was The Cup. The CD's called The Ways We Try. Our producer, Robin Hilton, comes from a small farm town in central Kansas. It's a quiet place. It doesn't get much attention from the outside world. So he was surprised to find a beautiful new song about his home on a new CD by Peter Mulvey. Abilene tells the story of the Kansas town and its most famous former resident, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Eisenhower grew up in Abilene, and he's now buried there. Mulvey's song about the former president is a touching tale about a time and a place and a way of life most people have lost sight of. It's also got a clever rhyme scheme. From the CD, The Knuckleball Suite, here's Abilene.
God bless you, Dwight D. Eisenhower. As I stand next to the truck stop shower, watching our bright destiny unfold. Now your highway rolls from here to gone, this land we've laid our hands upon. And sir, it is a sight just to behold. God bless you, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Though this is not our finest hour, highwaymen have made off with your creed. And now the band is marching, no matter what. The eyes of history are shut. This is the hour of our deepest need. And the wind howls, and the wind howls. Oh, the wind howls through the fields of Abilene. Eisenhower, as now the youth in all their flower hang on the iron cross you warned us of. And they say you wept to hang them so, and you among us all might know these things it seems we sometimes do for love. These things we do for love. Oh, and the wind howls, and the wind howls. Oh, the wind howls through the fields of Abilene. And the wind howls, oh, and the wind howls. Oh, the wind howls through the fields of Abilene.
Peter Mulvey, who's known for playing music in the Boston subways at Davis Square. His new CD is called The Knuckleball Suite. That song about Abilene, Kansas, is subtitled The Eisenhower Waltz. A session at Wendy's Open Mic in Ocean Beach, California, is where our next tale unfolds. Sitting in a back office during amateur musician night, Gregory Page heard what he thought were the beautiful sounds of a haunting woman singing. He jumped up, opened the door, looked to the stage, and saw that Tom Brousseau was singing. For Gregory Page, he says, it was as if time went backward and he had turned to a radio program from the 1930s. Tom Brousseau and Gregory Page would find one another again, this time at Gregory's apartment, with singer Tom Brousseau carrying a guitar and a book of lyrics. Gregory set up two $99 microphones and taped Tom's music. Eventually, Gregory Page, who's also a musician, would add some pump organ and guitar. Those tapes of Tom's would become known as the Blue Album. That was 2001. Now these tunes can be heard by all on a CD simply called Tom Brousseau. The song recorded in Gregory Page's apartment is called The Young and the Free. Tom Brousseau from a CD of songs recorded in the apartment of musician Gregory Page. The reissue of those tapes, plus five additional tracks, is simply called Tom Brousseau. She writes songs that all sound just about the same. She doesn't sing that well, and I love her music. Kimya Dawson is funny, sweet, and poignant, and she plays songs that seem to spill from her mouth, more like gabbing than singing. Her new CD comes out in April. It's called Remember That I Love You, and this is called 1226. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our intern is Jen Turner. Our engineer today is Kimberly Jones. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
One of her babies is rotting in the sun, and the other one was found drowned in the ocean. Her mom and dad are in their van, crushed and bloated, and her husband was thrown from his fishing boat. So please give me a break from all your complaining about who is mean to you. Now your stepdad is a pain, I care, I swear, but I just can't take it, not today. All I can think about are tsunamis and earthquakes. Everything she's ever known is gone, gone, gone. And everyone she's ever loved is gone, gone, gone. it seems to me we could have sent more than we spend in one day killing Iraqis to help the hundreds of thousands who are injured and diseased and hungry and homeless and without families. I'm appalled by our government's initial reaction and the fact that they asked for a verbal retraction from the folks who called them stingy. They're just covering their assets while they thank their greedy God for wiping out the lower class. And everything she's ever known is gone, gone, gone. Everyone she's ever loved is gone, gone, gone. The only reason she's alive is she grabbed a palm frond and held on. And held on. One of her babies is rotting in the sun, and the other one was found drowned. Her mom and dad are in their van. They are crushed and bloated, and her husband was thrown from his fishing boat. We'd have 1226 tattooed across our foreheads if something this atrocious happened on our coast instead. Well, a tragedy's a tragedy, no matter where it happens. Close your eyes really tight now and try to imagine that everything you've ever known is gone. Your family.